The Gospel of Matthew, with the word of wisdom from our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. This being the genealogy of Joseph, the adoptive father of Jesus, the only begotten son of God, who was born of a virgin, as promised in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren, meaning the 12 patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel according to the flesh. And to skip down to verse 6, as you can see there, it says, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, meaning Bathsheba. And then to skip down to verse 11, and Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel. And then to skip down to verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. And Mary's genealogy you'll find in Luke chapter 3, where, as you can see, Mary was also a descendant of David, who was a descendant of Judah, which is the king line on her father's side, but on her mother's side, she was also a descendant of Levi, which is the priest line, Christ being both King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he won't return until the seventh trumpet, immediately after the 70 evenings that begin at the sixth trumpet, when Satan appears as the false Christ, when all six trumpets of deception will be sounding at the same time. Those 70 evenings being what the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. And as you can see in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 1, so all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately, not yet understanding that she was the virgin foretold of in the book of Isaiah. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Yahweh's Savior, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And again, this is written in Isaiah chapter 7 in the 14th verse. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, which again means Yahweh's Savior. And to understand God's plan of salvation, you have to understand that there are three world ages, as you can see in 2 Peter chapter 3, with this second world age being the age of salvation, because of what happened in the first world age when Satan rebelled and a third of God's children followed him. God could have destroyed that third, but instead he destroyed the first world age and created this second world age, whereby being born innocent of woman, whosoever will can choose to believe upon the only begotten Son of God, being then able to go into the eternity, which is the third world age.